This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the government has taken care of sensitive sectors like fertilizers and agriculture in the India-US trade deal. Making a statement in the Rajya Sabha today, the Commerce Minister said the agreement will unlock new opportunities for MSMEs, entrepreneurs, skilled workers, industry, enable access to advanced technologies. Mr. Goyal said the deal will act as a catalyst to strengthen manufacturing, expand employment opportunities and propel economic growth while unlocking new business avenues for both nations. Mr. Goyal said both sides will work together to fulfill important processes related to trade agreement and finalize the paperwork so that its full capability can be taken at the earliest. He further informed that the details of the agreement will be announced soon after the conclusion of these processes. He also clarified that the government has said publicly several times that safeguarding the energy requirements of 140 crore Indians is the biggest priority of the Modi government. Both Houses of Parliament today held discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address today amid uproar by the opposition. The proceedings in the Lok Sabha were marred on the third consecutive day. Opposition parties including the Congress, DMK, TMC and others raised slogans against the government over the US-India trade deal and border issues with China. The Lok Sabha witnessed three adjournments before being finally adjourned for the day. In the Rajya Sabha, Union Minister and leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, while participating in the discussion, said the President's speech captured India's growth story and it was highly inspiring. He said her speech embodies the spirit of Amrit Kaal and also highlights the achievements of the Narendra Modi government. The minister said the President also spoke about centuries-old culture and traditions. President's rule in Manipur was revoked, and BJP MLA Yumnam Khemjan Singh sworn in as the Chief Minister of Manipur today. The Ministry of Home Affairs issued a notification today announcing the revocation of President's rule in Manipur with immediate effect. President's rule was imposed in the state on the 13th of February last year following the resignation of then Chief Minister N. Biren Singh, and the Manipur Legislative Assembly, which has a tenure till March 2027, was kept under suspended animation. The Manipur Legislative Assembly Secretariat has informed that the seventh session of the ongoing 12th Manipur Legislative Assembly will be held on Friday. Talking to reporters after taking oath, the Chief Minister said Manipur will play an important role in Vikasit Bharat 2047. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Yumnam Khemchand Singh on taking oath as the Chief Minister of Manipur. The Prime Minister also congratulated the congratulated Nemcha Kipgen and Losi Diko on taking oath as the deputy chief ministers of the state. In Jammu and Kashmir, two Pakistani terrorists, including a top commander of Jaish-e-Mohammed outfit, were killed today after they were trapped inside a natural cave in Udhampur district. Our correspondent reports that several powerful blasts were heard when the forces stormed the cave around noon. One of the deceased terrorists is Rubani, alias Abu Mavia, a top commander of Jaish-e-Mohammed outfit, who was active in the area for the last several years. Meanwhile, a terrorist has been killed in an encounter between terrorists and joint security forces in Kishtwar district today. White Knight Corps, in a social media post, said in the ongoing joint operation Trashi 1, the search is continuing to eliminate terrorists. It said one terrorist has been successfully neutralized and the operation is in progress. Olympian Isha Singh clinched a gold medal in the final of the women's individual 10-meter air pistol event at the Dr. Karni Singh shooting range in Delhi on the opening day of the Asian Rifle and Pistol Championship. 21-year-old Isha came from behind to score 239.8 in the final and claimed her second individual senior Asian championship gold. She overcame challenges from two Chinese Taipei shooters. The trio of Isha, Olympic medalist Manu Bhakar and Suruchi Singh went on to win the gold in the women's team 10-meter air pistol event with a combined total of 1,726. On the other hand, world champion Samrat Rana settled for bronze in the final of the men's individual 10-meter air pistol event. In cricket, India entered the finals of Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, defeating Afghanistan by 7 wickets in the second semi-final match at Harare in Zimbabwe today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.